This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says Hamas has begun releasing 12 hostages from captivity in the Gaza Strip late Wednesday. It was the sixth release of Israeli hostages under a ceasefire between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Israel is freeing some 30 Palestinian prisoners also on Wednesday. The ceasefire is set to expire early Thursday. Diplomats in Europe and the Middle East press for a widening of the truce. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the Biden administration would like to see a new extension of a ceasefire agreement in Israel's war with Hamas after the current one expires.
We'd like to see the pause extended because what it has enabled, first and foremost, is hostages being released, coming home, being reunited with their families.
Blinken says in addition to discussing short-term logistical and operational planning, the administration believes it's imperative to discuss ideas about the future governance of Gaza to resolve the Mideast conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's army said Wednesday it was investigating a report by Hamas's armed wing that a 10-month-old baby hostage, his 4-year-old brother, and their mother had all been killed in Gaza. Minister Benny Gantz says he doesn't know if it's true or not, but he said he had a painful meeting with the Bibas family. The Bibas family are among the highest-profile hostages seized in the Hamas attacks on southern Israel on October 7th due to the age of the baby Kiefer, not even 1 year old. Hamas claiming that Kiefer, his brother Ariel, and their mother Sherry had been killed in an Israeli bombing in Gaza. This is VOA News. Militants killed at least 40 civilians during an attack in northern Burkina Faso over the weekend, the United Nations Human Rights Office said. The latest reported assault in an area rife with activity took place on Sunday in a town where many displaced people have sought refuge. Fighters from an Al-Qaeda-linked group attacked a military base, houses, and displaced people's camp. The UN Rights Office regional spokesperson said in a statement on Tuesday, the attackers killed at least 40 civilians, injured over 42, set fire to 3 shelters for displaced people and 20 shops. The military junta that seized power in Burkina Faso last year has not directly commented on the attack. A 13-year-old Senegalese migrant arrived in the Canary Islands in July. Now, as we hear in this report from Reuters correspondent David Doyle, he's finding success in a local form of wrestling that could improve his chances of being able to stay.
Cheikh Ndar has faced bigger challenges than this. His first wrestling tournament in the Canary Islands. The Senegalese 13-year-old arrived unaccompanied on the Spanish Islands in July. He traveled to El Hierro by wooden fishing boat, a journey on which he says many died. Since then, he's taken up lucha canaria, a traditional form of wrestling in the Canary Islands. And he's been a quick learner. Ndar is one of around 5,000 unaccompanied minors to reach the archipelago this year, among a record 34,000 African migrants.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. On the campaign trail and in public in general, former U.S. President Donald Trump has been embracing the people convicted of violence at the U.S. Capitol following the election of current President Joe Biden. But AP correspondent Julie Walker says his attorneys in court are trying to do the opposite.
The former president's attorneys have suggested their strategy in his election interference case in Washington involves distancing him from the horde of U.S. Capitol rioters whom he has embraced on the campaign trail as patriots, vowed to pardon a large portion of them if he wins a second term, and even collaborated on a song with a group of jailed defendants. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has signaled it will make the case Trump is responsible for the chaos that unfolded and point to the Republicans' continued support of the rioters to help establish his criminal intent. The trial is set to begin March 4th. I'm Julie Walker.
Pope Francis's lung inflammation is still in stable condition, the Vatican said on Wednesday. I'm Joe Ramsey.